This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on bill related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. 500-bed capacity cardiac and diabetes hospital to be constructed at Lahan in Sioha district. Hilly region of the country is celebrating Holi, the festival of colors, tomorrow. District administration offices of Kathmandu Valley call for decent celebrations. And European Union announces to impose counter tariffs on U.S. goods. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has approved the proposal seeking considerations on the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithivi Sabagurung tabled the bill on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli during today's meeting of the House of Representatives. In the discussion on the bill, lawmakers emphasized the need to ensure transparency, accountability, impartiality, and inclusiveness to strengthen good governance. Responding to questions raised by lawmakers, Communication Minister Guring explained that the bill aims to improve public service delivery through an effective governance system. Earlier in the meeting, five separate bills were tabled at the House of Representatives seeking considerations on them. The bills introduced include the bill designed to amend some Nepal acts related to cooperatives, the bill to amend some Nepal acts related to improvement of economic and business environment and promotion of investment, the Privatization First Amendment Bill, the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill, and the bill on amending some Nepal acts related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. Meanwhile, a question and answer session with the Prime Minister is scheduled for March 20th as per the regulations of the House of Representatives. Speaker Deep Raj Kimmery confirmed that the session will take place as part of the parliamentary proceedings. A 500-bed capacity cardiac and diabetes care hospital will be built in Lahan municipality of Sira within the next 5 years. Dr. Sanjay Prasad Saha, a consultant physician at the hospital, shared that the Nepal Heart Foundation has begun the construction process for the facility. The project will be funded with a 2 billion rupees financial contribution from the Germany West International NGOs, Nepal Made Germany and Rotary Club Carters. Dr. Saha also mentioned that the OPD service has already started as of January 17th with two buildings constructed on public land provided by the municipality. The hilly region of the country is celebrating Holi, the festival of colors, tomorrow. The administration offices of all the three districts, Kathmandu, Lajpur and Bhaktapur of the Kathmandu Valley, have urged everyone to celebrate Holi festival in a dignified and civilized manner. Assistant Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Anil Podel, urged all to celebrate the festival in a peaceful and decent way. Issuing a notice, he urged all not to indulge in activities affecting the public peace and security. The notice calls on all not to throw colors and water-filled balloons and smearing colors without the consent of others while playing Holi festival. The Holi festival will be celebrated in the Tarai region on Friday. A 7-point Pokhara declaration issued on the 10th conference of the Inter-Legislative Forum Nepal was submitted to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at Balabhattar today. The declaration emphasizes strengthening reciprocal relations among the three assemblies, particularly in the context of drafting laws under the concurrent powers of the federal, provincial and local levels. It aims to accelerate the implementation of federalism and the constitution. The conference was held from December 16th to 18th last year in Pokhara of Kaski, the capital of Gondaki province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming leene
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै कल गर्नुहोस् यता चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The European Union says it will impose counter tariffs on $28.3 billion worth of American goods in response to U.S. tariffs on all steel and aluminium imports. The BBC cited the European Commission as saying it will end the current suspension of tariffs on U.S. products on April 1st and will also put forward a new package of countermeasures on American goods by mid-April. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, in a statement said the Commission is ready to engage in meaningful dialogue and have entrusted Trade Commissioner Maros Sefcovic to resume his talks to explore better solutions with the U.S. The UK's Business Secretary, Jonathan Reynold, calls the tariffs disappointing, and says the UK is pushing for a trade deal with the US. China says it will convene talks with Russia and Iran as the United States increases pressure on Tehran to agree to a new deal on its nuclear program. According to Al Jazeera, Beijing announced on Wednesday that it will host officials from Russia and Iran to discuss the issue later this week. The meeting will focus on a closed-door session of the United Nations Security Council called by Western nations. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China announced that the trilateral meeting on the nuclear issue would be held in Beijing on Friday. Iran and Russia will send their deputy foreign ministers. Pakistani forces have freed 119 passengers from a train that was hijacked by separatist militants. The NBC News cited the security officials on Wednesday as saying fighting is underway to free dozens more hostages held by militants in explosive-filled vests. Security officials said the militants separated law enforcement personnel from the other before taking them into the mountains in small groups. According to Reuters News Agency, militants on Tuesday said they were holding 214 people hostage. More than 400 people, including 214 soldiers and other security personnel, were on the Jaffa Express on Tuesday as it traveled from Quetta, the capital of Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, to the northern city of Peshawar. 11 people were killed when the railway track was blown up just after it entered a tunnel in the area. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the mountainous region in the country. The weather will remain partly generally cloudy in the hilly region across the country with a chance of light rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places of the hilly region of the Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The Tarai region of the Kosi, Madhes, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces will witness partly cloudy to mainly fair weather, and the weather in the Tarai region of the Bagmati and Lumbini province will be mainly fair. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives approves proposal seeking consideration on bill related to promotion of good governance and public service delivery. 500-bed capacity cardiac and diabetes hospital to be constructed at Lahan in Sirhar district. Hilly region of the country is celebrating Holi festival called the Festival of Colors tomorrow. District Administration Offices of Kathmandu Valley call for decent celebrations. And European Union announces to impose counter tariffs on U.S. goods. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website, www.radionepal.org. radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.